Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, the new season's starting at the council, but before we talk about it, let's talk a little about the first group that's going to be appearing on September the 21st.
So we have the Delphi Trio, and it's a traditional piano trio. So it's piano, cello, and violin. Uh-huh. And last year we had a trio from the Conservatory of Music, San Francisco Conservatory. And at the last minute, they had to substitute the pianist. And the pianist came up, and I had audience members walk away just saying, oh my gosh, he was so fantastic. I mean, the trio was great, but they were just so impressed by his work. And so I started speaking with him, and he has his own trio, which is the Delphi Trio, which is coming first in our series on September 21st at 8 p.m.
So are they local? Are they Northern California?
They are. They are based San Francisco based, and they've been around since 2010. So they're relatively new, but the group itself has been so impressive to me because they have the passion and dedication to really try and forward the trio as a group and as an educators. They are all educators. But the nice part is, like, you go onto their website, they have a mission statement. And, you know, they're dedicated, they say, to the exploration and performance of great chamber music, guided by the highest artistic ideals. And they believe that it's essential to have, in the spirit of a composition, they act as a conduit between the composer and the audience.
Great.
And I've just never heard it quite put that way. And so you can really get the idea that they're not there to step on a stage and simply perform music. They are there to create a true experience.
And so, like, what's their program on the 21st?
Oh, the program is great. They're opening up with Haydn Trio in C major, which was composed a little bit later in Haydn's life. And it was a set of three that's dedicated to Teresa Bartolozzi. And it was a friend of his in London and also an accomplished pianist. So they're a little bit later, kind of after Mozart, as Beethoven was writing his early quartets. So it's a really nice piece of music. And then they're doing William Bolcom, Haydn Go Seek. So you go from Haydn to Haydn Go Seek, which is a wonderful piece. He's a modern composer. He's 75 years old now, still living. He's American. So that should be fun. And then they're doing a piece that they actually commissioned and premiered by Saba Amenakia. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. Uh-huh. It was composed in 2012. And it's a series of what the composer calls postcards evoking memories from his life in Iran. He's Iranian born, now American living composer. And the flavor of the Middle Eastern music is not immediately palpable, but it's in there and you can hear it. So it's really, really neat.
What a wonderful variation of music.
It is.
So spanning 200 plus years.
Exactly. Exactly. So they've composed things for the Kronos Quartet. They've put together things for the Kronos Quartet. Amenakia has. And then they're closing with the Arensky Trio in D minor, Opus 32. So it's nice because a lot of people don't know that there is very little trio literature, actually, for a traditional piano trio. So it's a very nice opportunity to be able to hear new music that is still in the vein of keeping the sonata form together and that is fun. So
we're about out of time, but tell me what of coming performances that the Redwood Arts Council is going to present is your favorite.
Well, October is bringing back Paul Galbraith, who everyone loves and has been here many times. And then in the spring, we actually have gotten a grant to present the Real Vocal String Quartet, which is a group of women who are a string quartet who also sing. And that's coming up in May of next year. So you can find all of our information on our website at www.redwoodarts.org for the full season. We have affordable tickets. This year, we're including all of our food refreshments in the ticket price. So it's like a house concert. So we hope people will come out to Occidental and join us.
It sounds like it's still fun for you.
It is fun.
I can tell. Thanks for coming in, Candace. Let me repeat it so they'll be sure to know. On September 21st, 8 o'clock p.m., at the Occidental Center for the Arts in Occidental on 3850 Doris Murphy Court, it's the Delphi Trio. And for information, once again, the telephone number 874-1124, online redwoodarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.